Hey guys, it's your girls again with another episode. It's Sierra
and Judy,
and we're Love That For You, coming at you with another episode. On behalf of Judy and I, we must apologize for the missed week last week. Let me tell you, the week from hell happened last week.
So true.
So, again, condolences on being fashionably late to our own podcast, but
We did notify. We did good jobs.
We did the best that we could. Like I said, full shit week last week. So, we're back at it again. Hopefully we'll make it through.
That's always a positive thing.
Always an upbeat. I think it's just going to be my new life motto. I'm hoping I'll make this through.
I feel that, actually.
All right. Well, want to jump in with some highs and lows are from our week. It's kind of a mash, so...
Yeah, like some of these things are...
Not like
the
others.
Well, our high and lows are probably mostly from this week-ish. And then other stuff has been tied into the last 2 weeks. So it's like... double.
Yeah, let's...
stuff.
Fucking jump into it!
Super! What was your high?
So Halloween is coming up.
Speaking of, really quick. So...
okay.
I don't know when, but that present that I still owe you, like the one.
The one.
The one. It's supposed to ship on Thursday. So, fingers crossed, this lady gets her act together.
Is that what you had part of your pet peeves?
No. No. That's my vacuum cleaner.
Ah! Yes, fuck Troutdale. We'll jump into that in a sec.
Well, also right now, fuck Kent Washington. So, we'll talk about that.
Fuck states. All right, so...
Washington and Oregon are going down. But it's like the rural parts of them, not like... The actual parts.
Well, Judy, you know they have to transfer it from the buggy
to the FedEx case. Yes. The funniest part about that, though, is that it went from FedEx to USPS back to FedEx because I guess USPS didn't want it.
So, I mean, let me just tell you a secret when it comes to that type of stuff. They were babysitting. They were babysitting the package. They're like, I'm a full-time mom. I can't do this. Watch my child for me. I'll come pick it up.
It feels like it. Jeez. Oh, but yes, that is going to go on pet peeves later. Just you wait. We're circling back.
Circling back. Well, Halloween is coming up. I'm so jazzed about that. It's my time
to shine. And it's going to be... What are we going to do for Halloween? Because isn't it on...
It's on a Sunday?
I have to pull up the calendar. Is Sunday. It on a Sunday?
Sunday. I think it's a Sunday. Sunday fun day.
It is a Sunday.
You think I don't know my holiday?
No, that's not what I think at all. I'm just like wondering what we're gonna do.
Drink.
Okay.
Okay, maybe not drink. I'm
my
tired.
Liver, as I get older, just...
Honestly, after I hit 23, I was like, you know, I'm not really interested in alcohol anymore.
Me either. I occasionally will drink the hard seltzers because actually I really love them. Sorry, not sorry. Definitely a white girl. But other than that, unless sometimes on Mondays, Melissa can get me to drink a margarita.
Dude, margarita is bomb. I have to say my two favorite spirits are tequila and gin. So, I mean, anytime that has one of those two, I'm down.
Matter gin and rum. The pirates of the alcohol.
Why is the rum always gone?
Don't know. Oh my gosh, speaking of that, okay, so I'm not gonna say where you live because that would be weird, but like in your area there is a thing going on, the Pinehurst Pirates. Have you heard of that?
In Sherwood, you can say Sherwood.
Well, I don't know.
My parents' best friends actually are the ones who helped spearhead that whole thing.
That's awesome. So I went to it last week and it was, yes,
I would like to have the record show that my best friend was in my area and did not say hello.
It was for a small group.
fuck you. It was still in my area. You
I'm
could
so
have.
Sorry.
It's not even that far away from my house. I know where they are.
I know. Do you remember what you were dealing with last week?
The week from hell. Yes, you could have still FaceTimed me from outside. Could have done like a say anything situation with a boombox.
So wrong.
Yes, you know what? That's fucking friendship.
I'm so
in
sorry.
In dire need. I need you to 90s movie romance me sometimes, okay?
Not even my boyfriend does that. Or gets that.
Are we really going to compare boyfriend to true love?
That is true.
But yeah.
Oh my god.
My so you know the house
okay.
with the
Wait, so what's your costume idea?
That's what I wanted to know. I don't know.
Of mine?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Oh god, don't even get me started. I guess like I don't want to say obligated because that's the wrong word, but I feel like since I am with someone, I should do a couple's costume. I know, it's a weird thing. And John has shot down all of my ideas. So I told him he needs to pick. And so far, we have nothing. We are nothing for Halloween.
Do you know what I want to be?
What?
Mentally fucking stable.
Oh, you don't want to just be a ghost like last year where you came in a sweatshirt? I literally worked so hard on my costume. I was a cute-ass cookie monster.
You were a very cute cookie monster.
What were you? This is our first year of friendship, mind you. What were you?
Duct tape. I put duct tape on a hoodie because I was so lazy.
It was so ridiculous. I talked about what I was doing for weeks, and you were just like, yeah,
first of all,
I'll see what I can do.
First of all.
So it's weird that Halloween is like your calling when that was the situation.
Dressing up, first of all, okay. Let me tell you, when you have been single as long as I have...
Single has nothing to do with it. John had nothing to do with my Cookie Monster costume. I didn't consult him. I didn't tell him about it. I didn't even turn it into a couple situation. We did nothing for Halloween. I was a boss-ass bitch, and I made myself that costume.
You did. You.
And I was independent Beyonce.
Can we please have you post that photo of your Cookie Monster outfit for the gram so then people can see how costume was?
Why you talk about your ideas? I'll do that live.
I said mine. Mentally fucking stable.
How do you make that into a costume?
I'm not sure. Maybe a different persona and a different personality?
Different persona, different personality.
Maybe a different person.
Well,
I don't know, dude. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do. I don't honestly. I'm just so tired. I just want to enjoy watching all of the festivities, and I just want to wear. Honestly, I just want to wear pajamas.
No, I understand.
Do you know how nice it is to be able, can I be homeless and just come into sweatpants and a hoodie and be like, done.
So like the same as last year.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Do you know how nice it is to feel comfortable? I don't get to work from home as often, so it's nice that I can be able to have these moments to be able to be comfortable and work.
No, I understand. I don't know.
You want me to do more?
No, I just want us to be, like, ready to move on, to get past this, like, awful time in the last 2 years and just have things be normal. And it's just, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. It doesn't matter politically what's going on. Like, I just want us to get back. It just sucks.
Even me back in pre-COVID times, I was still lazy as shit. I threw on a flannel and said I was a lumberjack because I was fucking lazy.
I love that.
I threw on a Beetlejuice shirt, painted, and I had my painted my nails black and wore like it was a Beetlejuice graphic shirt, and that's when I worked at Nordstrom. And I had black lipstick on, and I was just like, yeah, this is me.
This is me.
Because I'm not going to do the whole face painting. That seems exhausting. And
I can't do that stuff.
I'm not the frilly, girly, like, I'm not a frilly person, so obviously doing the cuter, you know, Halloween costumes is not my jam. I'm not going to do slutty because who am I going to look slutty for? My family?
Yourself.
That is the most depressing thing that I think I've ever heard.
I'm really sorry.
I'm not going to be slutty for myself because, good Lord. Slutty and sexy, that's not really my MO. I'm exhausted. Just mentally exhausted. So at this point, no. I have no idea what I want to be because all of those things sound exhausting. If I could be able to be like, the only thing I did have an idea is on, how sexy would it be to be Morticia Addams from the Addams Family? There's a dress going on around on TikTok about how it's like that evil, a villain Morticia Addams kind of dress, and I'm kind of living for it. But yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely a spooky kind of girl. Otherwise, I'm lazy.
Okay.
What are you wanting to be?
I don't know.
What were your ideas? Tell me your ideas. Give us, maybe we can put it in the polls, or we can actually do more engaging things with our gram that we can ask our followers.
Right. I don't know. My first idea was to be Leslie and Ben from Parks and Rec.
Again?
I know. I just really liked it. It was cute. We had the badge. He looked like Ben.
Why don't you do like, oh my God, now I'm totally drawing a blank. April and what's his name?
The character. Oh my gosh, yeah. Andy.
You could be April and Andy.
Yeah, that would actually be pretty cute.
I love them.
I do too.
I kind of wish I had an Andy. I definitely would be an April.
I always kind of felt like I resonated the most with like half Leslie, because I really fucking love a good waffle, and half Anne, because sometimes I'm down to earth and realistic, but a waffle comes into your life.
I do enjoy a good waffle.
Tom's Pancake House, let me tell you. You know what we should do? We should have, like, a waffle off, and we should spend a weekend, maybe just one day, because I could do waffles in a day.
Okay.
And we could go around to like 5 different restaurants and just try their waffle.
I think that should be our next topic of next time, is having a where's your favorite waffle place, and go to like Waffle Window and all these different places.
Don't even get me started on Waffle Window.
Oh, I've never been.
Oh my gosh. They're so good.
What was I going to say? Oh, you know what I kind of want to do? There is a... at least I think they still have it. Shit. Target had a waffle maker that was like Halloween themed.
Okay.
And I was thinking, how cute would it be to have like a Halloween themed like charcuterie breakfast board?
That would be really freaking cute. I would eat that.
I know you would, because pancakes.
I'm not waffles. A huge like
breakfast person.
Breakfast person. No. I'm a huge breakfast person. I'm not a huge cheese person, so like regular charcuterie is sometimes lost on me. But
cheese is life.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Cheese is life.
So officially right now you can see my Halloween costume. It is posted on our gram.
It is live.
So you're welcome.
It's alive.
So by the time you all hear this, you will have a visual reference.
We like to give visual aids.
Yeah, and I posted the cute picture of me, so you're welcome.
I have nothing to give.
I didn't take a picture of her and her costume. Almost called it your uniform. Okay, so my high for the day, since we have definitely digressed.
Seriously.
Was the Harvest Festival in Hood River. It was like a spontaneous thing. John and I were going to go to Mount Angel this weekend, but instead we went to Hood River because his brother invited us. Mm. Yeah. Which...
Oh,
I love them.
We need to also talk.
About?
I've never been to Halloween Town. And when does that leave?
So, I was thinking, since you have Sundays off, we should go on Sunday.
Okay.
Because Saturday is busy as heck for Halloween Town, but I think Sunday might be okay.
I just really want to go.
I know. I mean, a Sunday is probably going to be our best bet. So let's plan on that. And we'll post pictures in the gram. It'll be great.
And
from Sierra's first time.
I would also like to have this played at a later date for Judy so she remembers that she promised me that we'd go on a Sunday.
I already told everyone in my life that Sunday is happening regardless of if we go to the pumpkin patch or Halloween Town or both, because they have pumpkins at Halloween Town too in their little harvest area. But Halloween Town on the way back is close to Sabi Island, so we could just stop by Topaz Farms or something. I know,
for sure. I so want to get it.
So the Harvest Festival was actually really fun. And
which one do you like better? Do you like the spider web, the little pumpkin, or...
Okay, did you see the thing that I posted on Facebook? No, the skull for you. Did you see the thing I posted on Facebook where there's a waffle maker on Amazon that makes dinosaur waffles?
I think we need to have dinos
for
you.
If anybody wants to get me a Christmas present or actually a Halloween present, like, I will send you my address. Just let me know.
Or a secured location that you don't know our address.
You can meet Sierra at a Safeway. What?
Yes, let me find love at a Safeway. Why? Fuck!
Is someone buying me a dinosaur waffle maker, but you're finding love with them at a Safeway?
We will have follow-up questions if this scenario happens. Why are you, like, why are you buttering up my BFF and trying to get with me? Like, I have some follow-up questions.
I'm not sure I'm going to do a full,
I don't like that either. Don't do this. If you had the idea, hey, this is what I want to do, don't do it. It's not going to happen. Police will be involved.
You're too much. So yeah, the Harvest Festival was great. Came back with a lot of apples. They're in my fridge. If you want one later, let me know.
Apples.
Different varieties. They're pretty great.
I love a good apple.
Me too. All right, let's talk about your low.
My baby. My sweet child.
Sierra is with child.
Not, no. No. But my dog Tucker, my poor baby, he was sick for an entire week. He was throwing up and could not figure out why, was not keeping anything down.
Okay.
Poor boy. Aww. He was getting up multiple times, throwing up multiple times a day.
But he's okay now?
I think he's better now. Knocking
That's
on wood.
Actual wood, so you're good.
Thank you. I need something to protect my child. He's so sweet, and right now he's honestly so incredibly lost because right now we're painting our whole house.
And he's like, where the hell am I?
And he's like, what is happening? So he got sick. He's doing better. My low also last week was I got a migraine. It was bad enough that, you know, I went to bed at 8 something and didn't eat dinner, and I'm just getting more frustrated with my migraines, but other than that, yay me!
Yeah, well, maybe if anyone has any suggestions, they can throw them Sierra's way.
If someone could Mortal Kombat me.
I tried to suggest she get the earring for it because it is like a holistic approach versus like medicine or more things.
I've thought about if it's...
Because you want to get another piercing anyway, so why not just make it like a 2-for-1? Like, helps you potentially and I looks love my, cute.
I've looked into it and I love my in-ear earbuds that it would bother that.
But from what I've been told. You could get, I mean, you could test it out. You could get something to put on there, kind of similar, and then try it.
I might try something like that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've been told that because I've talked to other people who have had those piercings and I've been told, I had to switch headsets and it's like,
yeah, but no, it could also just be like a situational by situational person. Like, true. You could be completely okay with it.
I have small ears, so the odds of me the odds of me having the likelihood that I'm going to luck out on something like that is unlikely.
Well,
have you met me? I'm Mr. Unlucky.
I wish I had a movie. That'd be kind of cool.
What?
Mr. Unlucky?
I'm sure Hollywood comes up with all the things. We'll have to look it up. You're low?
Milo was the smell in my cabinets. So for you people who don't know, My roommate swears that he doesn't smoke in his apartment, but I think he's a pathological liar. And so my cupboard under my sink in my bathroom and my cupboard under my sink in the kitchen, if you open them, they smell like cigarettes. And my landlord, who is supposedly allergic to cigarettes, thinks that I'm crazy.
You're a fucking liar.
So I'm going to try some things this week. I looked up how to get smells out of the cabinets. One of them was killer's paint, which apparently
It's the shit.
No, because they said rental company already came in and did that.
Or did they?
But if they did that and he's still doing it, it's gonna, I don't think it kills it in the moment. So I'm gonna try the vinegar thing.
Have you tried asking it for a long life commitment and maybe it'll go away?
Like all the men?
Like all the men.
Ever?
That's how I feel like a lot of my problems will go away. If I ask it for a long lifetime commitment, maybe it'll just go away.
You know, in past history, it's been me that's been asked for that long life, and I'm just like, I gotta go. So
same here.
But that was obviously, like, wrong person, wrong time.
I don't think I've ever had, like, a lifelong commitment thing. It's more of a, do you want to get coffee? And I'm like, I gotta go. I just said hello to you.
I do, but not with you.
I'm like, first of all, I just said hello to you. I'm not ready yet. I don't even know who you are, what your favorite color is.
So that was my low, but I think I'm going to figure it out. We're gonna figure it out. So let's just jump to self-care check-in. Check.
Checking it out.
Check. You want to start? You want me to start?
You can start.
Okay. So on Monday I saw a nutritionist, and today I saw a behavioral specialist. Behavioral health specialist. It's been a whirlwind of health week.
So how'd that go?
Well, my nutritionist, I'm trying out this thing called...
What the fuck's up?
I wish. No, I'm trying out this thing that she suggested called Eat What You Love. It's an 80-20 meal plan. So, which is odd because a lot of the recipes in here I already know I'm not going to love. So I'm not really sure what the point of the title is.
She's like, so 80 recipes supposed to love, 84 recipes, actually 85 recipes.
So 80 recipes, 20 of them you might love.
Maybe four.
Just kidding. That's not what it's about, but it's like balancing, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to try that and see how it goes. So I'll probably be really depressed this next week. So thoughts great. Sent my way. That'll be great.
Is it gluten-free?
It's for a lot of things. So it's gluten-free. And then also, it's, like, more veggie conscious.
So, if anyone has any tips on what they've tried, if they're going through something similar, drop us some recipes, because yeah, your girl is going to need some.
I do. I mean, there's only, like, 16 or 17 recipes in here.
I'll post Judy's dislikes in the comments.
She does have a list, so it'll be a quick read.
But no, yeah. It won't be a quick read. I'll show you all the things she doesn't like.
Oh, dear.
It's not a quick read.
But so I also talked to a behavioral health specialist because that was, like, one of the things in my care plan for the Hashimoto's thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for everyone who's not aware, I have Hashimoto's, which is super great. It's one of those invisible autoimmune diseases.
Sweet.
Love it.
Love that for you.
Love it. So... She was real energetic for 7:30 in the morning, let me tell you.
I can't handle those people. I'm like, I'm going to need you to curb the attitude.
I mean, I saw her drinking the Starbucks, so I understand where it was coming from, but she was actually pretty great, so.
Yeah, those people who are genuine, like, morning people terrify me.
I used to be that and then completely flipped, so.
I'm pretty sure that died for me when I was 16 and I was like, oh, sleep? Yeah, not getting up early.
Never getting up again if I don't have to. I will say my favorite place in the world is my bed. Like, I love it. Mm-hmm. I want to say that my favorite place is my pop-son chair, but ooh, I go back and forth. I can't sleep sitting up, so.
I can't sleep sitting up, and I can't sleep in public places.
Well, my papasan chair is in my apartment. I'm not going to, like, take it down to the street. So.
No, I'm saying, like, obviously, like, if I'm going to sleep, like,
I can't sleep. Like, on a plane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no,
I can't sleep on a plane.
I've slept on a plane, and it's backfired on me, so I no longer do that.
Well,
we're not going to talk about it here.
It's not the time.
It's not the place.
Did you put down seasonal depression?
You put down seasonal depression.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
I mean, I'm definitely feeling it, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, now's the time. Especially with COVID and everything going on. It's like we've already been depressed for almost 2 years. And then add all the weight gain and all the, like, lows and everything.
But here's the thing, though. My seasonal depression has been... I've been a long life member before
it's even not a membership.
Yeah, kind of is.
Well, I'm it's not paying the dues.
Oh, it's not something you have to do. It's a free membership.
Perfect. My kind of situation.
It's like a free reward system that you get no rewards for. Actually, you get rewarded with more depression.
Love that. I mean, most of the world deals with depression in some way. Thought I saw a spider there for a second, but I think it's just the discoloration in my ceiling. Don't worry. I'm on alert all the time. It's okay.
Oh my gosh. I was hanging out with a friend the other night. Did I tell you about this? Oh my god. Last 2 weeks ago?
I don't want to hear a story about a spider.
2 weeks ago, I was at her place. And, you know, she's very insect friendly. Little spiders don't scare her.
No.
I don't like them.
No.
So she had this little spider on her TV. Kind of had, like, had made its home. And, I'm like, oh, she's got the spider here. Okay, we're just going to acknowledge that. And I, out of the corner of my eye, I was next to a window. And there was a board on it. And on the board was this most ginormous spider that I have seen. It was literally the size, probably bigger than a dime. Not a dime. My God, it would be much bigger than that.
Quarter.
Bigger than a quarter. And I was like, She appeared out of nowhere, and she's like, what's going on? I'm like, flamethrower. We need one of those. And she was like, is that what that's called? She's like, where? I'm showing her. I'm like, look at that. Look at that giant spider. And she's like, oh. And I'm like, flamethrower. And she goes, is that what that's called? I'm like, no, we need one. Like, get me a hairspray and a lighter. Like.
So the most depressing thing is my lighter for my candles actually stopped working. So, like, I have nothing to burn them down with.
Ooh, you should get an electric...
I need to go get one now.
You should get an electric lighter from Amazon. Oh, my God, it's life-changing. It's like a little mini taser.
Okay,
I have one.
Maybe, yeah. Send me the link.
It's rechargeable, so you don't have to do, like...
Ooh, I'm ready for it, so no gas.
So, no gas. It's rechargeable, USB.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I'm interested.
I got the one that you can be able... So, it looks like a regular lighter, you know, like, with the...
Yeah.
It curves, though. It's got one of those bendable necks.
Yeah.
So, but it's electric. So, it sounds like a little taser. I'm tasing the little...
Okay. Yeah. Well, it'll just remind me of...
$12.99?
When I used to get my hair... Anyways, gotta go.
I have some questions on that.
If you don't have anything to add to self-care check-in, we can move on. Because sometimes people just aren't feeling it. And maybe it's not your week.
No. Mental health check-in was the only thing I think I added, and I just want you to know, like, if you're not doing okay, that's okay. I would like to normalize.
It's okay to not be okay.
It is, and if you're doing fine,
stuff enough.
I think, you know, if you're doing okay, don't share that with others who are not doing well, because at this point, what's that going to do?
It's true.
Just bring others up. Get them a coffee. Tell them something nice.
I think we're all finally moving in the direction of mental health awareness and just being, like, more aware that being well and being okay isn't always visual. You can't always see it. And just, like, check in on your friends. Like, make sure they're okay.
So, I mean, and here's the thing. I think that Sarah,
are you okay?
No, but I have to smile and pretend that everything's fine because guess what? No one wants to hear that I'm not doing okay.
That's not true.
No, it is true. We give everybody the generic, yeah, I'm doing great, or I'm doing good, because no one wants to hear, no, I'm not doing okay.
I tell you.
Yeah, but if you talk to someone else that you're not as close to, like, you and I can say to each other, no, I'm not doing okay.
It's true. We want to put on, like, a front.
We put a front on everybody.
Could you imagine, though, like, if in public moments and someone asked you, hey, are you okay? It's like, no, I'm not. It's just, like,
it stuns people.
Vulnerable level for that freaks me out.
Well, and it stuns people, and no one knows what to say or how to make it better, and...
It's okay, because we're...
Mental health first aid responders. Yes.
I love how you add responders into
We are responding to the mental health crises.
But in all seriousness, we are both certified in that. So,
I mean, to be quite honest, I just really call it certified and common sense. Oh, being a decent person.
Honestly, though, you just never know what someone else is going through. So,
no.
Just it's being, be nice.
Be nice. Be empathetic. If you don't know what you're, I mean, if you, even if you don't know what to say or how to respond to the situation, just knowing that you're there listening, I think helps tremendously. Also, don't try to fix the situation by like, oh yeah, like I've done that before. Like you should try this and you'll feel all better. Sometimes that doesn't help.
I hate when people like, it's one thing to listen, but to try to like, tell somebody things that worked for you. Things are different for everyone, so I don't know. Unless you actually know that person and can offer some kind of helpful response, like just listening.
Yeah. So I mean, good. Check on your friends. Do something that means something to them. If you know, if they have like a favorite ice cream, get them their favorite ice cream and do something meaningful with them. You know, like I don't know, do something that. It doesn't have to be elaborate and expensive. It just, it really just means, like, being there. So,
for sure.
Mental health, check in with people. Check in on your friends. Check on your family. Things are hard. So, I mean, you know, check on your people.
Check on your people.
Check on your tribe.
Check on it.
So, can we dive into what you're eating?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I have stuff actually to add.
Okay, I'm really excited.
So one of my friends, Kimmy, and I went to Butterfly Belly Vietnamese down in downtown Portland.
Okay.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay, tell me about this because I was under the impression that most pho places used gluten-free noodles.
I think they, most of them I think are generally gluten-free, but they make their, all of their stuff in-house. So they make.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, they make their own.
How downtown is it?
9th and Everett.
Fuck.
It's not. I mean, we got definitely like a really weird like service. Like they asked us if we were vaccinated or not. And I'm like, well,
that's
the first
that I'm concerned about. It's just like the whole downtown situation right now. Is it
well,
my fave?
No, it's a smaller location. So, I mean, for me, it was really weird that I don't think I've ever been into an in-house restaurant where they've asked me that. So it took them probably about 10-15 for them to actually acknowledge us after they kind of gave us a seating area, which was also kind of weird. But they had really amazing pho. They make their own hoisin?
Yeah.
They make their own hoisin sauce.
Yeah.
In-house.
Wow.
So it's gluten-free. They're very proud of their their pho. It was pretty good, I have to say. I got the one with tripe and all sorts of stuff in it. So I got the deluxe or whatever it was. But, being with my friend Kimya, we are, her and her family are obsessed with chicken wings. So if you ever need a good chicken wing place, she's like the person to talk to.
Yeah, it's fire on the mountain for me, hands down.
She said that they're like, that's okay. I asked the wing experts.
Okay, and what?
They loved Pock Pock. That close.
Okay. I was going to say, Don't even talk to me about that. I actually interned at Pock Pock years ago after I got out of culinary school.
Did you?
And so my heart is devastated.
So this place that we went to, he said it was very similar to Pock Pock's wings. They actually had like Vietnamese type wings, I guess.
Okay.
So they had a tamarind sauce that we unfortunately didn't get to have, but they also had
the pho place.
Yeah.
Okay.
They also had a fish sauce type. Well, actually, it was really good. It's like the Pock Pock sauce.
No. I don't know what it is about the Pock Pock sauce that's different, but it never. I mean, obviously, I'll give it a try, but like me and fish sauce are not great friends.
Mm. Well, this was really good. I mean.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to be going.
Yeah. We were down for food.
Down to clown.
But yeah, they're gluten-free. They're very proud of it. Very extremely proud of it. All of their menus were outdated. They're like, oh yeah, everything is 50 cents for a dollar more or $2 more. And it's like, okay.
You just some tape,
our
marker.
Waiter, they have like this stage thing kind of off the side when you first come in that our waiter... All of a sudden, you can hear, like, they had some nice, light music, no lyrics or anything, when, you know, what's just playing in the background. Then we heard a guitar, and that was our waiter. So he stopped waiting on us to play guitar. And then one of the people out on, just one of the people just eating, decided they were going to do karaoke, because apparently you can do that there. And she played All of Me, or she sang All of Me, and, All of Me by, who plays that song? All of Me? John something?
Legend?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. John Legend. And Hey Soul Sister from Train.
Train.
And it was just like, what is happening? I'm like, so obviously we not come here. whatever it was, like Friday night or something like that, or whatever day that we went, we're like, so never, we're not coming here again on this day if I do karaoke. I just want my food. But yeah, it was a rough service type thing. So, but the food was pretty good. But yeah, anyway, sorry, long tangent. Anyway, yours?
I mean, I had just put down best protein shakes that aren't chalky. The lean shakes from GNC are the closest I've gotten, and they actually taste really good.
I do like those. The fruity pebble one was my
it's fave. In my cupboard.
That's so good.
It's so good. And then I have the bananas and cream one, and then I have the Girl Scout mint one.
I'm not a huge chocolate fan, so I mean, for those that would be lost and donned off of me.
Yeah, I'm just not a huge fruit fan, so when it comes to that, so like strawberry and stuff like that is lost on me, but.
Let me actually pull it up. I used to have pre-pandemic, I had a workout Instagram that I was trying to like launch myself on. FNX was someone who had reached out and wanted to do a ambassadorship, and they really fell through on that. So you're lost, people. If you want to slide in my DMs again, maybe we'll talk. Because I actually like their product. FNX is actually probably the best one that I've tried that isn't chalky.
Okay.
And I actually have a video that I put my cold brew and I put the powder in, and I had... What was the other thing that I put in it? I would put something else in it that was really good. That was like low-cal. That was keto-friendly. But yeah, I used to do post videos and workouts and stuff like that. It's all in black and white because obviously my aesthetic. But yeah, that's my workout one. I don't think you've ever seen it before. We're talking about things.
Look, I just know what has happened before. When you accidentally get on the gram and find other people's handles that and they have like 7 accounts. So, don't do that.
You can follow mine. Mine was, I was trying to be motivated, and I was trying to, I also talk like about mental health too and stuff like that, and my struggles of weight loss, and I probably need to update it and start being more active on it, and active, let's be honest. I think that a lot of it right now for me working out, it's hard because our house is kind of in shambles. So our garage is in shambles, whereas that would be my place to work out. And I just don't feel motivated to go work out.
I don't feel motivated to do anything.
Sleep.
Just be in the bed.
Call my name. But yeah.
Okay, what's this, your favorite burger place?
Remember we're going to have a burger place? We were going to have a food topic of the week?
Okay, yes, go.
It's not in Oregon, but...
No, you have to do one in Oregon.
Fine. I'll do one in Oregon, and I'll tell you my favorite place in Jersey. Because, yeah, you know what? Jersey Shore, maybe I've given it a bad rap before, but Jersey is the shit. Oregon, I have to say, probably... Mr. Bento Burger is probably one of my faves.
Okay.
It's an Asian fusion burger place. The Godzilla Burger. Have I taken you there yet?
No, you haven't. We talk about it all the time. It's absolutely ridiculous, but
I thought I took you there.
Nope. It's fine.
I got a lot of girls sliding my DMs, apparently, asking me to take them. I don't know who I've taken my friends there.
We'll go.
It's so good. They have...
I know you talk about it all the time.
The Godzilla burger. Oh my god. If you ever just want to love a burger, like love a burger.
Like love.
Like if you ever wanted to know what it's like to be loved, get the Godzilla burger. It has cream cheese and mozzarella stuffed in the patty.
Sounds like a heart attack.
Sounds like it's my burger. Mm-mm.
My favorite faraway place, I guess, since we're talking about that, is Smashburger. I love the shit out of Smashburger.
Where?
It's mostly in the Midwest and then Colorado because it's my home.
I didn't get to talk about my faraway one.
You talked about Jersey. What's it called?
I have to look it up.
Oh my gosh, that's why you didn't talk about it. My one here is Davidson's over off of Pacific Highway.
Seriously?
Have you had their hamburger?
I've only had their breakfast.
Okay. Well, don't, if you're sitting here knocking on Beth's Burgers, maybe try one of their burgers. They make their buns in-house. They're poppy seed buns. They're soft as heck. They're delightful. Hmm. I don't know what they put in their meat, but it's magical and it's so good.
Also, I think another place for me is Westgate.
No.
I love Westgate.
That's great. I haven't had a burger up there yet, so we'll have to see.
It's so good. Okay. Oh, my favorite far away location is called Left Bank Burger Bar. I can actually show you a visual aid, Judy. It had fried Munster cheese.
Yeah.
That when you bit into it, it's just a fried Munster on top of the burger, like in it for the cheese. You bit into it?
Yeah, I'm actually getting really hungry, so maybe you could just knock it off. I'm actually going to want to go get a burger so after this.
What's really funny is Greg was helping me earlier, and he was the one who talked me about cheeseburgers today. I was like, can we not?
Yeah, cheeseburger sounds really good, even if it's just from, like, a not good cheeseburger place.
We went to...
I think we might be taking a field trip after this pod.
Possibly. I already had ramen, though, for my favorite ramen place. It
doesn't matter. You can go for moral support.
I can. Ramen place, Fudoyama Ramen. So good.
Yeah. That one, so I actually did have that.
Fudoyama yes. Ramen?
And I did really like it. I like how they cook their egg.
I agree.
So a lot of them, I just think they're too soft and yolky. I'm not a huge fan of that. But I feel like, I don't know if they brine it in something, too.
What did you get there?
But it's really good. I just got the normal.
Garlic?
I'm going to say the name wrong. Shoko pork?
Shoyu pork?
Shoyu pork. That's my ramen of choice. Anywhere.
Well, yeah.
And you get that.
I get the black garlic ramen with extra
7 pork bellies on the side.
Because
but I do also really love.
Have you ever want to be loved by someone and have not felt that type of love?
I know. But I also you love want the to know what Rama the across the street.
Where?
Nimbus. Mugen.
Mugen.
It's over off of Nimbus. Oh, in, where in Burger the same King and stuff is.
So overall, they're fine. I didn't love their pork. Was not up to my, like, I like the fatty, thick slice of pork belly. Yeah,
I
know.
I like the circle one, which is what they give you.
I just wanted a fatty piece of meat, and it's like,
I'm aesthetically pleased. Well, if I could take their, like, everything else and take, like, the egg and some of the toppings from
Puto Yamarama.
Yeah, because they do put more toppings on there.
Well, this turned from our favorite burger place to our favorite ramen, so love that for us.
That's fine. We'll find something next week. It'll be great.
We'll talk about something with people.
Let's move on to what are you flixing, because I'm really pissed about one of the things. So, and maybe you're just asking
what are you pissed at one of those things?
Maybe you're just asking like a general question, but honestly, it hurt my heart. So she put down favorite 90s to 2000 show, and I don't even understand why you put that down, because like ours is Friends. Like, well, Universal, it's Friends. We might like some things, like I like Sabrina the Teenage Witch on the side, or like...
That's what I mean. Obviously, I know what our... You think I'm blind? No, I know.
But I did write, duh, Friends.
I know. I see, duh, Friends. But here's the thing. Yeah. Sweetie.
I know.
Love of
I
my
know.
Life. I didn't have to... That's never in question.
Okay, okay,
I needed to have something of other context. Like,
okay, so Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
Love that show.
Love it. Harvey Kinkle. Soul Star.
Hearts.
They come together.
Honestly, though, I started watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and...
No, not a fan.
I'm sorry. It's the guy who plays Angel. Oh.
Dawson's Creek, though. Been watching that over again, and that's in my thing. I don't think that I saw it all before.
I've never seen Dawson's Creek before.
You should. It's emotionally heart-wrenching and, like, just so great, and plus you just get to look at...
I feel like we need to look up these people before we start talking about it.
Oh my gosh, what's his name? Vanderbeek. Like, what's his first name?
Jason?
No.
That doesn't sound right.
I think it's Jonathan.
Okay, we have to look this up. Sorry, we're gonna IMDb things right now. Please pause as we search the world.
James Vanderbeek.
Was I right?
What did you say?
I thought I said James.
I don't know what you said.
We're gonna have to review the pod.
You might have been right. Yeah, James. Oh my gosh. And Joshua Jackson. Anyways, makes my heart flutter.
I don't know. Anything with Tom Ellis or...
Oh yeah, for sure. But they weren't 2000. So
no, like, he was not a 2000. Yeah. But anything, what is his name? David. What's his name? Now I have to look it up. Bronze? How do you say his last name?
For what?
How do you say his last name?
Bronze. Oh, from Angel.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The guy who's in Bones, who's Booth.
Also, there was Gilmore Girls.
And Gilmore Girls, like, yeah.
I mean, I got to stand at Mrs. Patty's dance studio and Rory and Lorelai's house and Warner Brothers. And I just, there's something so nostalgic about Gilmore Girls. It just, like, it's a show of it's like homey. I love
it. It's definitely one of my favorite TV shows to watch when it's fall. Like, it's cozy. Ooh, and yeah. Fally, and you just nothing seems more comforting than getting into bed or watching up, curling up next to a warm fire with hot cocoa and watching Gilmore Girls or
hot cocoa and
or
hot
caramel coffee. Apple cider. What?
Hot cocoa and hot Jesse.
I did not hear that. I don't even.
So we're just gonna move past whatever you heard. Do you want to talk about you? Okay, here's the rules though. You get like 2 minutes.
Okay,
So it's okay. So good. You haven't seen it yet. It's no. So good. Oh my god. So it's like, did you see season 2?
Yes, I did.
So you know how they, like, she's pregnant, Love is pregnant, they move to suburbia?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Okay.
It's so weird to see them as like a combo, like the fact that she has no limits.
It's making me want to, like, watch it now. I just have been so preoccupied, and I feel like it's a show that I want to, like, actually invest in and not, like, have in the background or something like that, you know?
So. Oh, I couldn't have it be in the background. I had to watch it. It's so good. I binged it in, like, in a day and a half.
Yeah, I know. You told me that.
So good. I was dumb. I forgot on Saturday that it had come out, and then I spent all my day, or most of my day, watching Buffy, and I was like, oh, yeah, like, and then I saw the commercial, and I was like, son of a bitch, what have I been doing with my life?
Fuck.
I was like, how'd you go? So I spent Saturday and then Sunday watching it. It's so good. So I won't give any spoilers then, but I'll just say it's damn good. It's, honestly, season 2 was all right. I think that it definitely helped lead into this season, and there's just, it's just so interesting, and I'm hoping, it did say that there is confirmed a season 4.
Yeah, a lot of things are coming out with new seasons, and I'm really jazzed for it, honestly. I'm jazzed that they're gonna do more episodes of Love is Blind, because
yes!
We need to see what's going on with Jessica.
Are they gonna continue She's it on, or are they gonna do crazy. Another... Are they going to do...
I think it's more of the after show.
Were you pro-Jessica or anti-Jessica?
I was anti-Jessica.
Same.
I'm not a huge fan of her giving wine to her dog. And I know that she sits there and she's like, well, America saw a part of me that I didn't like. And yes, reality TV
is ugly.
Does show parts of you that you don't like. But
that's what you signed up for.
Of you that are real.
Well, and that's what also you signed up for. And then I also... didn't like how she let on Mark.
They're painting me as the bad guy.
I didn't like...
And then she let on Mark. And then on their wedding day, she was like, bye.
And then she's still like, she's just so bitter about the fact that she didn't get Barrett. And I'm like, girl,
honestly, like, in the after show, she was trying to make amends. But she's burnt so many bridges with Amber that, like, why would Amber give two fucks?
I'm pretty sure it's you get half a chance, and if you lose it, you're dead.
I love that she showed up with that present, and Barrett was just like, I
can't be seen with you.
It was so, oh my gosh.
The scatteredness of, like, I can't be seen talking to you. I'm sorry.
And she was just like,
what the fuck? Yeah. Poor Jessica. I mean, I did feel for her in that moment, but dude, Amber just popped off that night. So, I mean, like,
don't even get me started on Amber. I hate that she's sitting there defending.
I don't love Amber, to be quite honest. She's also not my favorite either.
I think that her and Barrett work together for some weird reason. Not sure what it is. But I don't like that she hid her debt from him. And I don't like that she expected him to, like, give up his house and everything to move in with her and her roommates.
I don't think she necessarily expected it.
I think she did, partially, in the back of her head. Like, we're married, this is what that looks like.
I mean, to be quite fair, no one likes talking about their finances.
I know no one likes talking about their finances. Hello? I'm, like, prime example number one.
Exactly. So, I mean, like...
But if I had a partner like that, if John and I were engaged... If we were going to be married, like...
I'm sorry. Their situation, very different. You hadn't even... Like, they hadn't even seen each other and they got proposed. So
I know, but they were sitting there divulging all of their lives to each other. And she didn't ever bring that up. She never brought that to the surface. And it's a vulnerable thing to talk about. But, like, you still have to talk about it.
Yeah, but not when you're trying to be, like, dating. That was speed dating on crack.
Yeah, but she talked about it, like, right before they got married.
Well, she talked about it when they first came in and when they, like, started seeing each other's houses. Like, they weren't, like, he had plenty of opportunity.
I don't know.
That
it's
if
just,
he wanted
I feel
to
like
move
he's
out.
He's always had this weird, like, feeling of obligation to her or something.
I think their energy goes together. I'm not a huge fan of Gigi and...
Oh, don't even get me started. What's his name? Gigi and Douchebag.
Douchebag of the year.
But I mean, she needs help. So, like...
I love her.
Honestly, I love her, too. But, like, she is struggling with herself inside.
He left her at the altar, and then they're still together, and it's just, like...
But even still, she, like, she has these fits of rage that are so over the top. And, like...
Isn't it scary?
Shut up, Sierra. I know what you're doing. Okay?
Isn't it terrifying to see your life flash before your eyes?
One time.
Or many.
I'm gonna fight you right now.
I love you, podcast listeners. You've always been good to me. Thank you so much. As I go missing.
You heard it first.
You heard it first.
Okay, we gotta move on. Because, like, we are getting ahead of ourselves.
We are getting ahead of ourselves.
We are having no...
Favorite documentary? I have some follow-up questions. I mean, I know what I put down. Because I'm the one who commented serial killer documentaries.
Well, I think, honestly, right now, my favorite documentary on Netflix... is probably the Taylor Swift one. And I know that's going to make me seem really, like, yeah. But I mean, just, like, what Scott did to her, her manager and friend, like...
I'm waiting for
the... And how she had to buy back her... just all of that. All that stuff that went down, like...
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Kesha one to go down because that's pretty much the same thing,
but
worse.
Don't even get me started, okay? Kesha deserves the world... Mm-hmm. I love her. She has always been, like, she is the Lady Gaga of that world. She really is.
The younger generation.
And I think she's so underrated. And I love Kesha.
She's fab.
So, anyways, that's my take on Kesha. listen to her Wonderland album. It's the greatest. And you'll just want to sit there in your bath. And
I don't think I've listened to her. Have I listened to her Wonderland?
I don't know.
I've listened to the one with the Praying album.
Whatever. I think that's her newest one.
Newer, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that one. I bought it on
also,
vinyl.
Similar to her, Nikki Heaton. Look her up. Love her. Follow her on every single platform. Her leggings give me life. John, I will buy a pair and it will be fine. And
shout out to John who doesn't listen to her.
That's the end of that. Yeah. Isn't that ridiculous? Like, your partner's supposed to support you, and John's like, yeah.
I'll listen to it.
I don't have time. I just commute, like, an hour to work, and our podcasts are an hour, but it's fine. I'm obviously not bitter about it.
No.
It's fine. But then I don't want him to listen to episode 2, and we can't delete that. So, like, could you just listen to episode 1 and then skip ahead to 3?
That's when you... listen to it with him in the car, and then you're like, oh my gosh, corrupted data. And it's
so
just...
I started to listen to episode 1 with him, and I couldn't do it, like, I couldn't listen to it in the car with him and, like, take myself seriously. I just kept
like,
laughing.
I did that,
and I was all like, yeah, I can't do this, and I turned it off. You need to listen to it on your own time.
Oh my god, Judy, you need to do this. You can do this for us.
I know. I'm so sorry. Okay, let's talk about the last one, and then we'll move on. Pretty Smart is actually pretty dumb. So I'm pretty sure it's by the same producer and creator of, yeah. What is that? The one where she's also in...
Young and Hungry,
which I actually liked.
Emily Blunt. Not Emily, but oh my god, it's definitely Emily something. Isn't
it's Emily
it?
Oz.
Oh, that's right.
Oswald. Emily Oswald here reporting for the journal. No, it has her in it, and she's so awkward in it. You should watch it.
I don't want to watch things.
I just
awkward.
Like I love Grant, but he's stupid, and he's made to look stupid. They're all made to look like dumb. I don't know. It was definitely a background show. I watched the whole season.
I just want to watch Bones again where I can see that David guy.
Yeah.
Booth, Seeley Booth. Yeah, I understand. Does things to me.
Okay, let's skip things we're doing with our body this week, because honestly, let's be real. We're not doing anything with our body.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Gotta go right now. Okay, shout out to Giggly Squad, because they're probably our favorite podcast, correct?
We are, yes.
We are gigglers.
We are gigglies.
Through and through.
Gigglies.
But I say that because I always want to say further fucking more, but I know it's their thing, so like, but I listen to them so much that I want to take that back and be like,
can
so
we share? Further
fucking more.
Can we also partake in further fucking more? Because I feel like we would like to.
I mean, I would never say see you in court because that's Hannah's thing.
Yeah.
And see you in court, she is like fantastic.
Yeah.
Because I am her. But no, Hannah.
Paige?
Am I Paige?
Paige doesn't like avocados, and you don't like avocados.
Is
so.
Paige the one who's engaged to Dez?
No. Hannah, my God, are you even a giggler?
I literally just talked about the pod today and still am getting them confused. Sorry, I am Paige? Yes, it's true. But yeah, anyways, I just felt like we needed to shout them out because I wanted to say that, and it's like copyright. I can't say it and not say where it's from. So anyways.
Because that's how that works.
Listen to Giggly Squad.
Listen to Giggly Squad. They're our favorites.
One day we're going to be best friends with them.
Hey.
I just tag them in this pod and be like,
we would love to get together sometime.
A collab, maybe.
We collab with you.
No big deal.
I love it. Love that for you.
Okay, pet peeves. Go.
I have one from last week. My ungrateful child, my cat. That is the title of the story. First of all, I love my cat. He is so fucking high maintenance, though. Love
like
him to
his mother.
No, I'm not high maintenance.
I'm just kidding.
I have preferences.
You're very low maintenance. Shall we talk again about the Halloween costume situation from last year? Anyways, your ungrateful child.
My ungrateful child. His bag of food is $72 a bag for a 16-pound bag.
I know.
He's so expensive. I came home the other day. I'd gotten him a fresh bag of his food that's going to last us a couple months because Lucy, love her to pieces, is an older cat who has figured out she can be able to whip all of the humans into doing her bidding. So she can get wet food 14 times a day and still eat the dry food that's out for Leo. But I got him like a little self-feeding container.
No appreciation. I'm sorry. What do you want from him?
A thank you would be nice.
Meow.
Yes. He meows at me. He sits there. And did I tell you there was one morning I had my bedroom door ajar? Just a little bit, and I woke up. I don't know what caused me to wake up, but I turned and I looked up, and there's Oliver staring at me through the crack outside of my bedroom door, just staring at me, and I'm like, that cat is going to kill me.
At least you know how you're going.
That is what serial killers do, and I'm pretty sure that kid is
a serial killer. Well,
I'm pretty sure that's some Michael Myers shit that you're pulling on me. And it was just, it's him staring at me like this. Like, just chill. I'm like, no, we're not killing me today. Thank you. See yourself out.
Bye.
But yeah. I just wish he would give me more kudos. He's very expensive. I need to get him shaved because he keeps getting mats on himself and he won't let me take care of him. So
I understand.
It's going to be a $200-$300 vet bill.
Ungratefulness. I understand.
Yours?
Mine is being the only one to clean my apartment because I live alone. However, I will say that it has become more fun since I got my vacuum cleaner that was
shout out to that vacuum
FedEx, which is that whole situation that I don't think we need to get into because I talked about it in the beginning, and honestly, it's just going to get my heart rate up.
Which is what you need for Fit Bingo, which we have not been playing.
It's true. I did start a new one, so Oh man, I was hoping you wouldn't.
What?
What? Just kidding.
Babes supporting babes?
No. Not babes in, kicking babes' asses.
Not on this podcast.
Not on this one. But yeah, so if anybody wants to be my roommate and like clean for me, I'm okay with that. Just let me know. And that'll be great.
Then I have points to spend already.
Unbelievable. Okay. So
it works for me.
We're going to start a sort of new segment and see how it goes because Sierra doesn't know anything celebrity-wise, I guess. So basically, I'm just going to talk at her.
Yay, me. I love being talked at.
Even though you can probably have some insight on the Brian one. So Britney Spears said she wasn't going to perform anymore because also we're calling this famous people drama. Maybe we'll get a catchier segment title. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But Britney Spears isn't going to perform anymore after her conservatorship ends, which is honestly super sad, but like I feel for her.
She's already gone through so much.
I know, and she
let
didn't
the
want
to rest.
I know, and she just wants to get married and live her life.
I think what she could do, though, for all of us, like, 90 babies that are, like, in earlier, you know, like, who... The Britney
like
Spears generation.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah. Maybe do a Hit Me Baby One More Time, like, farewell. Like, it's
that
been
be
good.
Great. It's been great. Let's get out.
I mean, to be quite fair, we are the ones who also helped her and supported her.
The Free Britney. Yeah, it's true. My second thing was Joe and Serena, which if you've been following Bachelor in Paradise, which Sierra has not, that's okay. Soon she will conform.
Hell to the nah.
Joe and Serena had a really dramatic season. Kendall, Joe's ex, actually showed back up on Paradise. It was tragically embarrassing for her. And anyways, Joe and Serena fell in love. It's fine. They're engaged. They're spending time together. I love it. I love that for them. So goals. Get engaged in 5 weeks. Like, why not?
I don't know. There's a lot of things that I like to look into, like murder, like serial killer stuff.
Okay.
Like, I like to do like a true test.
You could be dating someone for like 3 years and not know. So
yeah, but I'd like to know up front, you know, even if they look cute, I'm not going to marry a Bundy right off the bat.
That's true. Speaking of serial killers, Brian Laundrie.
Alleged.
Okay, but did you see the weird thing? I put it on here. Did you see the weird thing where some of the TikTok people are saying that there's been like a hand that went up in the gardening plot and that he's actually in a bunker underneath his parents' garden, which is like a far-fetched theory, but it's...
I'm like, all you true crime lovers out there looking for...
I know. Which,
Oh, I do have to say, I totally forgot about it, part of what we're flexing. I just finished the season finale for, Murders in the Building.
I thought it was tomorrow.
It's tonight. It was the other night. Last night?
It's on Wednesdays.
Tuesdays.
So tonight?
Monday.
It was the season finale that I just watched on Hulu.
Oh, well, don't tell me what it is, because I haven't seen it yet. So.
No, I'm just saying, no, I would never spoil it.
Oh my gosh, okay, that's so exciting. I'll watch it on Thursday.
It's incredibly great. I'm
so excited. They're going to do another season.
They have to. It's just so good.
I'm so jazzed. It was so well put together.
I'm such a huge fan.
My last thing is Travis and Courtney got engaged this week, and honestly, I'm here for it. So all of the like craziness that has gone on with Alabama, his son, his daughter, and just like her craziness with the ex.
I don't know who that...
Alabama is Travis Parker's daughter, and she's like come out recently and said that basically Travis Parker's ex, her mom, has been like a stagnant parent and hasn't been involved and is giving all this backlash to that side of the family, and then Travis Barker's ex is like, you're breaking up my family because of this whole engagement. But then there's people saying that they were already engaged in a small, like, family thing, and this was for publicity. And honestly, I'm just sitting here thinking, like, wow, I'm actually really glad I'm not in the public eye. I mean, famous yet, podcasters.
We're getting there.
I'm ready for it. But as far as, like, reality TV show, I don't think I do well.
I would probably be the most relatable, to be quite honest, because I'd be like, oh, I'm not doing that.
If there was a show where there was a lot of crying, I'd probably be cast immediately.
I don't really honestly see you crying a lot.
Oh, sometimes I do in the shower.
Well, if this was a, we'll see you crying in the shower a lot.
That seems like a drama I don't want to be a part of, actually.
It's like the Naked and Afraid show.
I haven't except seen for that.
It's the Naked and Crying in Your Shower
show featuring Judy.
Granted, I do that too, so it would be both of us.
I know.
Not so at the same time, you pervs. We know we've got male listeners out there. Don't get any smart ideas.
Just follows the life of two small town heroes living in a
lonely world. I feel like you're writing the song out for Journey. Just a small town.
Oh dear. Okay.
Well, that was all that we had.
I think that's really all that we have for this week.
Yeah.
We'll keep you posted on our Sunday adventures.
Yeah.
Please give us all of your ideas and suggestions. If you've got ideas for Judy on going gluten-free and
Halloween costumes for Sierra.
And single attractive men in your area looking to mingle with me.
Yeah, DM me and we'll do like a little survey thing. Maybe set up an interview. And then Sierra, if I feel deemable, might get back to you in real life. So
it's going to be like a 12-step interview.
So anyways,
we're going to have some very exciting things for
you.
We're
going to have some very exciting news next weekend.
So please stay tuned with us.
Oh my gosh, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Okay, we love you guys so incredibly much.
Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Have a fabulous fucking rest of your week. We will chat with you next time.
Bye guys.
Bye.